youths and elders of La Jorop Farm, Terkeka County, singing and dancing with a joy while welcoming the former President of the United States of America, USA, Jimmy Carter, to Carter Center in La Jorop Village. Carter Center is one of the centers established in Terkeka County purposely for the eradication of the guinea worm disease. According to the statistic, more than 2,000 people are currently affected with the disease in some parts of the Sudan, but the number of the infections are said to be reducing since the establishment of the Carter Centers in the country. In South Sudan, efforts of eradicating the disease are also being made by the Autonomous Ministry of Health through its Department of South Sudan Guinea Worm Eradication Program. To know how this department works in the collaboration with the Carter Centers and the situation of the disease in the region, the director of the South Sudan Guinea Worm Eradicating Program, Makwai Samuel Yibu, explains.
To date, we know that still we have over 2,000 cases reported from Southern Sudan, and we have over 500 villages that are known to be endemic. These are villages with a foci of transmission. So the coming of President Carter is to enlist support from all stakeholders so that we're able to mount an aggressive campaign necessary to interrupt transmission, hopefully by end of 2010. 96% of the cases reported in Southern Sudan are distributed in four states. That's Warap, East Equatoria, Central Equatoria, and Lake State. And down to the counties, the most affected counties are the Greater Tonj counties, Greater Kapoita counties, Terkeka County, and Awerel County in Lake State. With the support of the Carter Center, we have established a very strong network of village volunteers. We have over 15,000 village volunteers across Southern Sudan. And also we built a structure of supervisors, because at the end of the day, these are volunteers. So there has to be a mechanism where they are continuously motivated to do what is required of them.
With the peace in the country, Carter Center staffs say they are able to do their surveillance activities comfortably compared to the previous inaccessible areas of the affected victims of the disease. Taban Simon is field officer in La Jorop County.
Usually, if a person that happens to go to any water source, like stagnant water, and happens to place his leg or her leg into the water, the worm will release the larvae into the water. And there are some organisms in the water called cyclops. They eat the larvae. And then when human happens to go to the water source and drink it without filtering, he gets infected and takes 10 to 13 months. The person will get the worm the following year. If this same person happens to go into the water again, somebody else will also get infected. So it is a cycle. It keeps rotating like that.
Okay, since when the Carter Center was established and is trying to educate people about the guinea worm, is there any improvement for the infection?
Yeah, there's really been very, very remarkable reduction in the number of the cases since then.
As the waterborne parasites is still a problem in the country, one of the most important instruments to combat the problem is to urge peace and stability among the Sudanese as the preparation of the first multi-party elections, which will result to rule of law and good governance. The visit of the former president, Jimmy Carter, in the country raises the morality of the global Carter Centers, especially in the Southern Sudan.
And we believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, we'll have zero cases of guinea worms in Sudan. When we began in Nigeria, a few years before coming to Southern Sudan, we had 596,000 cases of guinea worm. Last year, they had no cases of guinea worm. And we want to have the same thing happen here in this great country. In 1995, I came to Sudan and helped to negotiate a ceasefire that lasted for 6 months in North Sudan and also in Southern Sudan. It's still known as a guinea worm ceasefire. And during that time, we were able to come for the first time to this area to go from village to village to see what the incident was and what could be done about it. So we are very dedicated to this process. We will not stop the efforts of the Carter Center until there are no cases of guinea worm left in Southern Sudan or Ghana or Mali or Ethiopia. That's the only places we have a few cases left. And we believe that next year we'll have a great reduction here in the incidence of guinea worm.
Mr. Carter, speaking to the people of Terkeka County, despite the efforts that are being made by Carter Centers and the Minister of Health to eradicate guinea worm disease in the region, the fact remains that the problem of insecurity in some parts of the country is the biggest obstacle. It's not only the success of the program, but also developmental activities in the Gris Zone.